I saw the other day that the UK government is considering a lockdown for the over 50s. There are a number of reasons that is stupid, starting with how the over 50s would be identified. But that wasn't what grabbed my attention. What it did was reawaken me to the fact that next birthday, in October, just around the corner, I'll be 53. Like everyone, I don't feel my age, and I don't often think about it. I don't often think about it for the same reason I don't often stand on the edge of a cliff. It's too scary and offers me no obvious benefit. But the thought process is not concerned with what it does to the brain that allows it to exist. And pretty quickly, I realise that in 20 years, I'll be 72, going on dead. And 20 years ago, I was 32. And it feels not like yesterday, but about 10 minutes ago. Time. As Buddha said, the problem is, you think you have time. Our lives are dominated and governed by time-related traps. Loans and mortgages mainly, and vacations. Vacations? Yes, I used to be a teacher, and we had 3 months vacation a year. I remember thinking one day that it meant in 4 years of teaching, we had a year off. I did that job for about 13 years, so I had over 3 years off in that period of life. The problem was that we were always looking forward to the vacation. We spent all our time thinking about vacations and no time thinking about the present. The gift of the present. We just missed so much because we were obsessed with something to come, not something that was. Same with loans and mortgages. When they're paid off, everything will be better. Likewise, retirement. It will all be perfect in the future. Yeah? Well, today is yesterday's future, and where's it gotten us? Here we are. Terrified by our supposed leaders, hoping that it will all soon be better. Buddha knew what he was talking about.